Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
It's 30558.
Okay.
Trying to find out who you guys are. I haven't bought nothing from anybody this week, and you guys put $39.99 on my debit card this week, and I want to know what it's for.
And that was 30558?
Yes.
Okay, just hold one moment. May I have your first and last name?
James MacDonald. Are you guys an eBay company?
Okay, no, sir. We don't have anything to do with eBay.
Well, can you tell me why you took $39.99 off my debit card? It's not a good charge. I mean, I haven't bought anything. This says Cool Tech Electronics, but even this week, I haven't used my debit card. I used it last week twice on eBay, but in the last 2 weeks, I have not authorized a $39.99 charge on my debit card.
Okay, will you spell your first name for me?
James, J-A-M-E-S.
Will you spell your last name?
MacDonald, MacDonald.
Okay, just hold one moment.
This is showing as a California charge, too. There's nothing that I've ordered or bought from any electronics company in the last 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay, will you verify your shipping address for me?
It's 158 Bell Acres Road, and that's in Maysville, Georgia, 30558.
Okay, what was the numbers in the address?
The what?
Is there any way you could have a different address? What was the numbers on that home?
I don't have a different address. It's 158 Bell Acres Road. I'm telling you, this is a mistake. Somehow, some way, you guys are taking $40 off my card, and I did not authorize it. Who is this? I mean, can you tell me what kind of company you are? Maybe there is something I ordered that I'm forgetting about 2 weeks ago. But it's if you tell me who you are and what you sell, maybe I did buy something from you. But if I did, it was a couple weeks ago.
Okay, what's the numbers in your home address? What was the numbers in
158.
Okay. Is there any way you could have a different address?
I don't know. I live here.
Okay. Let's see.
I wish you'd tell me a little more what's going on. What if somebody has my debit card? You know what I mean? What if somebody has my information and they're using it? And this says that you're in California. So if you can give me some information, it'll allow me to find out who's using my debit card. I mean, I'm going to dispute it with the bank anyways. I didn't purchase anything from you guys. I know I didn't.
Okay, what's your phone number?
772-359-6613. What do you guys sell?
Okay, so I did locate that account. Will you verify the shipping address one more time?
158 Bell Acres Road. That's Maysville, Georgia, 30558.
Okay,
can you please tell me what you sell?
Okay, the address that I'm pulling up is not by the address that you provided to me. Do you have an old address?
No. Who? What do you sell? Can you please tell me what you sell?
Okay, we are a third-party call center that deals with a variety of online vendors.
Walmart vendors, you said?
No. We are a third-party call center that deals with a variety of online vendors.
Yeah, it's not me. You guys are, you got the wrong debit card. I don't know how you got my debit card information, but it's not a good charge. You need to reverse that charge. I didn't purchase anything from you. I haven't had a different address. This is my address. This is where I live. And the mail goes to the office here. I do have a number. It's a number 30, but it doesn't. The mail all goes to the office, and we go to the office and pick it up. So there's no reason why, you know, whatever you sent to whoever you sent it to, those are the people you need to charge $39.99 because it's not me.
Okay, will you verify, like, your email, or will you spell your email?
J. Dot, and it's MacDonald, my last name, MacDonald, 6788 at gmail.com.
And what's your phone number?
772-359-6613.
Okay, just hold one moment.
So it sounds like I should shut my ATM card off. It's a fraudulent charge.
Okay, so
somebody
the ed- okay, I do see here you have this smart health planner.
What is it?
Okay, what the smart health planner, and it does shows that the address we have on file is 36 Flamenco Way. Port,
yeah, but what is the name
here?
Of the company? The Flow Ebb Center? I can't
no,
understand.
Sir. Smart Health Planner is what you're being billed for.
What's it for?
Smart Health Planner. That's what you're being billed for.
Smart Health Planner?
That's correct. Smart Health Planner.
A Smart Hills printer.
Health, sir.
I'm sorry, can you spell? I can't understand what you're saying.
Smart
health
planner is what you're being billed for.
Smart health planner?
That's great.
Yeah, I have no idea what it is. I'm in Georgia. I'm not in wherever you said. I'm telling you, it's a mistake.
Well, it started where you paid the $7.95. They sent that dash cam out to you as a gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store. And within 48 hours, they billed you for that membership.
Not true. I don't want a smart health planner. I don't. It's not coming to me. I'm not at that address. Somebody has my debit card. It looks like I got to shut my debit card off. Whatever it is, I didn't order.
Have you already
it.
Disputed the charge?
Excuse me?
Are you saying that this is fraud?
It is fraud, yes. I'm going to call my bank as soon as I hang up the phone and let them know somebody's taking money off my debit card. I didn't
okay,
authorize
so you're
anybody.
Are you saying that you haven't contacted them as of yet?
No, it just was on there yesterday. It was pending. But no, I'm going to contact them as soon as I get off the phone and let them know somebody has my debit card information and shut my debit card down because I didn't authorize this. It's crazy. And it's just insane that you guys can just hit somebody's card like that. I didn't authorize
okay,
any
so
of that.
You are saying that you haven't contacted them as of yet, right?
Contacted who?
Your bank. You saying that you haven't contacted
them? No,
bank
I
yet?
Didn't. I wanted to call you guys first and see if you could fix it.
Okay, what I can do, I can offer you a 50% refund.
A what?
A 50% refund.
A 54 cent?
A 50%.
Why would you give me a 50% refund for something I didn't purchase? I need you to put that money back on my card, or I will call my bank as soon as I get off the phone and just have it sent to the fraud department. I didn't order this. I didn't authorize this. In no way did I order or authorize this.
Okay, so I did fully refund you, and it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
All right, thanks. I'll be back in touch. And you're saying I bought a health planner?
That's okay. So basically, it started where you paid the $7.95. They shipped it out to you as a gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store. And within 48 hours, they billed you for that membership, and you also have that health planner with us.
Yeah, no, if I think I know what you're talking about, but within an hour after I signed up for that, I called and canceled it. So it's a mistake. It's not, I have a feeling I know who this is, but it's fraudulent as hell. And if I don't see it off of my account in 3 to 5 days, I will get in touch with my bank.
And I have a confirmation number for you to write down.
Baby, give me a pen. What's the confirmation number saying that you're going to refund my money?
Well, it's confirmation verifying that your account have been canceled.
All right. It should have been canceled already. But it's crazy that you guys would, like, months later. It's been 7 months since I got that little camera. And I know what you're talking about. But it's fraudulent, really fraudulent. Go ahead.
No, it'd be C for Charlie.
C for Charlie?
261.
261.
07. 3078.
3078. What was your name, honey?
My name is Destiny.
Thank you, Destiny.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye.